You walk out into the garden with your morning coffee, expecting to see the vibrant waxy green of your kale and the tender reach of your rosebuds, but instead, you find them collapsing. You lean in closer, and there they are, thousands of tiny translucent bodies huddled under the ribs of your leaves like a living, breathing carpet of greed. Aphids. And then you spot that telltale jagged hole in your cabbage, followed by the sight of a neon green worm perfectly camouflaged against the stem. Your heart sinks, because you know what follows. If you don't act today, those plants won't be there by Sunday. Most people run for the bottle of chemical spray, thinking it's the only way to save the harvest, but they are playing a dangerous game with their soil's future. Welcome to the front lines of the pest war, organic ways to stop aphids and cabbage worms. I am going to show you how to take your garden back without poisoning the very ground you're trying to nurture, because a real homestead doesn't just kill pests, it outsmarts them. The old way of gardening taught us to see the garden as a sterile laboratory where any intruder must be met with total chemical warfare. We were told that if it crawls and it's eating your crop, you douse it in white powder or synthetic liquids until nothing moves. But here is the cost of that ignorance. When you spray a broad-spectrum pesticide to kill an aphid, you aren't just killing the pest. You are executing the ladybugs, the lacewings, and the predatory wasps that were on their way to do the job for you for free. You are effectively firing your best security guards and then wondering why the burglars keep coming back twice as fast. The Farm Fresh way is built on the philosophy of biological balance and timing. We don't want a sterile garden, we want a functional one. An aphid outbreak isn't just a pest problem, it is a signal. It is your garden telling you that your plants are stressed, or perhaps your nitrogen levels are too high, making the growth too soft and sweet for the suckers to resist. Understanding the psychology of the pest is the foundation of the win. We are moving from a mindset of eradication to one of management. We aren't just stopping a worm today, we are building an ecosystem that makes it impossible for that worm to thrive tomorrow. Let's get into the granular tactics of the pest war, starting with the most deceptively simple tool in your arsenal, high-pressure water. You don't need a fancy chemical when you have a garden hose with a focused nozzle. Aphids are physically weak. Their mouthparts are like tiny straws stuck into the plant's veins. When you hit them with a sharp blast of water, a real high-pressure stream, you don't just knock them off. You often break those mouthparts or displace them so far they cannot find their way back before the sun or a ground predator finds them. Do this in the early morning for 3 days straight, and you will see a 90% reduction without spending a single dime. But what about the ones that stick? That is where we bring in the Castile soap. Use 2 tablespoons of pure, unscented liquid soap per gallon of water. The soap works by breaking down the waxy coating on the aphid's body, causing them to dehydrate rapidly. But listen to me closely. Never spray this in the heat of the day. You will phototoxically burn your leaves. Wait until the sun is low, spray the undersides of the leaves, that is where they hide, and let it work its magic in the cool of the evening. Now, let's talk about the cabbage worm, the silent, velvet-green assassin of the brassica family. If you see those white butterflies fluttering over your garden, they aren't pretty, they are laying eggs that will turn into ravenous eating machines. The biggest pitfall people fall into is waiting until they see the worm. By then, the damage is internal. The tactic here is exclusion and BT. First, if you haven't invested in row cover, start there. It is a lightweight fabric that allows light and water in, but keeps the butterflies out. If the worms are already there, you use Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT. This is a naturally occurring soil bacterium. When the worm eats a leaf sprayed with BT, it stops eating immediately and dies within days. It is highly specific to caterpillars, meaning your bees and ladybugs stay safe. But here is the Farm Fresh secret. Add a teaspoon of molasses to your BT spray. The sugar helps the solution stick to the waxy leaves of cabbage and kale, and it actually provides a tiny boost of carbon to the plant's surface. You must be consistent. Reapply after every rain, and check the center heart of your plants where the worms love to burrow deep. I want you to close your eyes and picture your garden 3 weeks from now. Instead of yellowing, curled leaves and skeletons of kale stalks, you see deep, vibrant purples and emerald greens. You see ladybugs patrolling your roses like tiny armored tanks, doing the work while you sit on your porch. That is the result of working with nature, instead of against it. You aren't just a grower, you are the commander of a micro-ecosystem. Success in the pest war doesn't look like a dead garden, it looks like a balanced one, where the good guys always have the upper hand. To get you started on this path today, I have a zero-cost task for you. Walk out to your garden right now and look for the scouts. Look at the very tips of your new growth. If you see even 5 aphids, don't wait. Grab your hose and give them that first blast. Stop the cycle before it turns into an invasion. Next time, we are going to dive into the world of compagnon planting and how certain flowers can actually act as a trap crop to lure the pests away from your food entirely.